Just made a pizza for lunch, and it's like I'm just blowing up, man. I just feel like I'm fucking huge. And it was just a single, like, I made her a mushroom pizza, and it was like the size of a dinner plate. And I made a mushroom and pepperoni one. I was going to put it in the damn cookbook, but I don't know if I can do it to y'all. I might just do all kinds of damage.
No, you got to do pizza because that's like what you're most famous for. Fuck. Like, because you make everything from scratch.
Once I teach them how to take flour and turn that into pizza dough easily, once you get confident with it, then a pizza only costs a few cents to make.
I always thought the sauce was harder than the dough because it's hard to get the balance right between like the tartness and the sugar.
Yeah. Once the salt, the sugar, and then like, you know, I didn't use wine in that one, but I did use seasonings. When you make a pot of sauce, you make a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the base for spaghetti sauce or pizza sauce.
Well, yeah, you always
sauce.
Make a big, huge pot, like, every time he makes it.
Make a big pot. That way you don't have to do very much of it. And you can freeze some of it, and you can bring it out as you need it and change it into whatever you want. I'll put sauce recipe in there.
Yeah.
But sauce doesn't do that much damage. It does all that damn biological damage as pizza crust. You get fat as fuck making pizza. And even though I've been keeping the diet pretty good and I make a fucking pizza, it's just all those calories hitting you at once. It's just like, boom.
It's like we don't eat the... Well, probably that's why, because we don't eat that much every day. And so when we do like splurge and actually make a pizza...
Man, I'm very uncomfortable right now.
It's good. I know, me too.
I feel like you got me pregnant or some shit like that.
I did, with a turkey baster.
Fuck. Damn. While I was asleep?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm going to sue you, man. That was rape. It's rape.
You're going to give birth to a little tiny Thomas.
No, shit. It's like something out of that damn movie, like Basket Case.
Like something out of that. He'll be like Belial. He'll be like growing out of your sides.
Fuck. I ordered some old movies the other day. I got all 5 Superman movies on DVD for like $5.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new wraps. I said, man, I wanted to see Superman 3 again. Been a long time since I've seen it. It was fucking corny as shit. I couldn't get through it. I do want to see Superman 4 because that was a canon flick. And that was like the worst one.
And that was, what was that fucking dude's name?
It's called something or other, The Beast. And I don't know, they had some bad guy in there. Looks like a damn wrestler, like a blonde wrestler.
Yeah, what was that guy's name?
I forgot.
It was called The Quest for Peace, right?
Or Quest for Peace.
Something.
I remember seeing it as a kid, you know, on TV, and it looked like something that was made for TV back then. I was like, what the fuck, man? Superman has degenerated to that? I didn't remember part 3 being that bad, but I did remember it not being as good as 1 and 2.
That's what I remember. So, I saw it a bunch of times. That's the one with Richard Pryor. I think what ended up happening was that you got Richard Lester directing it, who was more famous for doing, like, you know, the Beatles, like Help and Hard Day's Night, like comedies type stuff.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go, like, in a more slapsticky direction. And that's why they got Richard Pryor. But Richard Pryor wanted a more serious role.
Yeah,
because
he loved 1 and 2.
Yeah, because he loved Superman and he wanted to be, like, in a, you know, more serious movie and not to kind of get away from comedy a little bit. So the tone of it was kind of strange.
Had they kept Donner?
Yeah.
With Pryor, that would have been fucking awesome. Because that Pryor's character as a more serious character would have fit well with the tone of Superman. Pryor was right about the way Superman 3 should have been. But there was enough there in Superman 3 where that could have been a great movie.
Yeah, there's still some parts
still
of it
that I
like. It's
still some good shit, but it's just not great.
All right.
1 was fucking epic. 2 was really good, especially the special Donner cut. That's really good, too. Even though both cuts were good. 3 is okay. It's not great, though.
Yeah.
And I remember 4 being horrible. All right.
I do, too.
But I want to see it because it's a canon movie.
And I remember it being hilarious.
Yeah. I might have a newfound appreciation for it once I see it. You know what I mean? We're going to know. But anyway.
Once you get all liquored up and...
The other one I ordered was Airplane 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with Airplane 1, and I wanted to see if it was as funny as I remembered it, and it was.
It's still pretty funny.
It was fucking funny.
Yeah, we watched Airplane 1 last time. I haven't seen Airplane 2 in a long time, but...
Airplane 2's got the Shat in it, and I don't think I've ever seen it.
I saw it, but it's been years. I mean, Airplane 1, like when we watched, I haven't seen it for probably 2 decades, but when we watched it again last night, I remembered almost every single line.
The stuff in the background is actually where all the funny shit is.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what makes it so funny is that it's not drawing attention to itself like, hey, look, here's the funny shit. It's like most of the funniest gags are like kind of happening in the background and they don't really draw attention to it.
There's layers of funny.
Yeah. And it's just like everyone's very serious and like plays it very straight, which I think which makes it funnier to me.
Yeah.
Like the shit about fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar being... the co-pilot.
Yeah, and then the kid's breaking his character. Hey, aren't you Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
And he's trying to say, I'm Roger Murdoch, the co-pilot. Yeah, and then, but then, like, he starts being Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You tell your old man fucking this. My old man says you're a bum, you know, basically. You know, you tell your old man that I'd like to see his ass bust his ass fucking, what is it, for 48 minutes fucking running up and down that damn court.
Well, and the funniest gag, too, like, other than him breaking character and actually being Kareem Abdul-Jabbar pretending
they take him away.
Else, when they take him, like, well, he inexplicably, like, has his glasses, like, his goggles
on. He gets sick
on,
and he's got his goggles
and then they
on
take him out and he's got, like, his basketball shorts and the knee socks.
Knee pads. No, he had knee pads on. He had knee pads
and
on.
And then nobody brings it up.
No,
like, that's why it's funny, because nobody says anything about it. Nobody draws any attention. It just kind of happens and nobody, like, and it just keeps on.
I got him because we watched that fucking Exorcism at 20,000 feet, and then like a couple days later, fucking Oliver Harper did a thing on Airplane. And
no,
I was like,
it was Cinemassacre.
Cinemassacre, that's what it was. Did a thing on Airplane, and I was like,
about how much they loved it.
I guess, like, man, I got to see that again.
You're like, man, we haven't seen that in a million years.
Yeah, so they had, I wasn't going to buy it on Blu-ray, but, you know, I got the set of two on DVD for like $5. So how the hell are you going to say no to Airplane 1 and 2 for $5 delivered?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, okay.
Also, yeah. I've forgotten how much I loved Robert Stack in it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like, he was so fucking funny. Like, what my favorite thing was when he was, like, when he was talking to Ted over the fucking CB. Yeah. And then, like, he was saying, he's like, you got to build him up. He's got to, you know what I mean? You got to do up his confidence and stuff like that. Have you ever flown a four-engine plane before? He goes, no. We go, shit!
Yeah. What about when they bring the boy into the cockpit and the fucking captain starts hitting on you?
Peter Graves.
Yeah. You ever seen a grown man naked? Do you like Gladiator films? Picking up on a boy. And then the other one, the little boy, he's all fucking proper, gives that girl a cup of coffee. He had, first of all, when she walks in, he fucking eyes her up and down from the back.
And he's reading The Economist or some shit.
Oh,
he's like,
oh, shit. He's looking at that little girl's ass and shit. But you couldn't get away with that today. But fucking, he's looking at that girl's ass. He's, oh, shit. And then later on, they show him in the movie. He shows up fucking being Mr. Gentleman with a fucking tray and a cup of coffee. And he's, would you like a cup of coffee? Oh, yes, sure. You know, and he's standing there. Go ahead, have a seat. She sits down and she goes, I like, would you like cream and sugar? He goes, no, I like it black like my men.
And little, like a little girl.
Yeah, a little girl said that shit. And the fucking boy gets cucked out of shit. He's like, oh, shit.
And they're only in it for like two scenes.
Yeah, that's the whole fucking scene. Those two scenes. That's
what I mean. It's like that. Yeah. They should do a whole movie about those two kids. That would be fucking funny as hell.
Yeah, they had a lot of fucking sex jokes and shit in there.
Yeah. Remember when you used to
sit on your face and wiggle?
Yeah. And this, like, well, like I said, everything is just played completely straight and, like, nothing is remarked upon. Nothing is, like, nobody reacts like, oh my God, I can't believe you just, like, everyone just, like you didn't even say anything weird. That's what's so funny about it.
Barbara Billingsley fucking shows up. Excuse me, stewardess, I speak jive.
Just hang loose, bud.
Just hang loose, bud. She gonna catch on a mid. Yeah, it's fucking funny. Jumbo don't want no help. Jumbo don't get no help. Jive ass dude ain't got no brains anyhow. Fucking Barbara Phillips.
I know. Fucking Beaver's mom.
Beaver's mom and shit. That whole fucking movie's hilarious.
It really is. Yeah, I'd forgotten.
It aged pretty well.
It did, actually.
Jets flying through at night, and they're playing propeller noises.
Well, like I said, that's why some of the funniest shit is just, like, not real obvious.
He keeps talking about the war, and he's a young guy, and they keep showing World War II imagery.
Then as it goes on, they start going back to, like, the Wright brothers.
Starts going through the fucking World War I, eventually.
World War I, the Wright brothers.
He was stationed in Drambuie.
Yeah.
And got deployed to Daiquiri. Kind of shit is like, funny shit.
Yeah, and I think because I haven't seen it since I was a kid, so, like, a lot of stuff I guess I didn't, like, appreciate when I was a lot younger. Like, some of the jokes about fucking You know, and the one get like the one guy that's in the fucking hospital, like military hospital. It's like he thinks he's Ethel Merman, and they go there.
Ethel Merman really jumps out of bed.
It is actually Ethel. Yeah. Merman, which I don't know if kids would know who Ethel Merman is. Probably not.
Great, just a singer.
Yeah, she was like a singer back in the old days.
Yeah, and they fucking jump on her and trying to restrain her, and she's fucking doing a show tune and everything. They're trying to pull her back into bed. And somebody bangs her up with a needle, puts a needle to her, and she starts slowing down. Oh, fucking funny.
Yeah, I had actually hoped that it would hold up in
a lot of drug humor. Boy, it's a bad time to stop sniffing glue. Yeah, fucking the dude went from smoking. No, to drinking coffee.
No, it was smoking, drinking.
Drink. No, I thought it was drinking coffee first. No, it wasn't?
No, okay. I'm pretty sure smoking was
first. Yeah, I picked a bad time to quit smoking. He's just smoking.
And then drinking.
Then drinking, and then fucking sniffing glue.
No, sniffing glue was the last one.
Okay.
Amphetamines.
Amphetamines. Yeah.
I knew it was like something. Yeah, I was just like, it's not cocaine. What the fuck was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, every time that dude. And then the gay dude jumps. What kind of plane is it? And the gay dude, oh, it's a big, beautiful white plane with wheels and red and fucking funny.
Yeah, all of it was really funny. Whole fucking movie. We're gonna have to watch part two some other time.
I saw Mel Brooks' History of the World, part one. I saw clips of it like a year ago, 2 years ago. I couldn't get through it. It didn't hold up.
I'd have to watch it again. I haven't seen that since I was a kid either.
I saw Young Frankenstein about 8 years ago, and it held up, but not...
Young Frankenstein is still funny,
yeah,
I think.
But not History of the World. I think Mel was on too much coke, and I think it had too much to do with like, in the early 80s. I think it was humor of its time. Airplane's just fucking nuts. There's nothing that really grounds it in any time. The only thing that didn't... I think the only joke that would go over the average person's head today is when... The stewardess comes by and asks the guy, would you like another cup of coffee? He goes, yeah, I'll have another one. And the woman goes, Paul never has a second cup of coffee at home. And nobody would know what that is, but that was a Folgers commercial.
Or Sanka, or something. I can't remember. It was like some coffee commercial.
That's all it was. I think, yeah, you had to know that commercial.
They did make some like kind of timely references, like a couple jokes about like fucking Gerald Ford and like you know, shit that was like going on at the time people wouldn't remember nowadays. But you know, it's kind of the same thing that happens with Mystery Science Theater. It's like, cause some of their references they make were from the fucking commercials from the 70s and 60s and stuff that maybe a lot of people wouldn't remember, but, they remembered.
Millennials wouldn't know what the fuck any of that was.
That's what I mean. You'd have to like go fucking look that shit
up. I mean, I'm from their time and I don't know half of what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
You need a team of people to go through MS-13 to actually totally decode all of it. It's the knowledge of a bunch of people.
It is, yeah. Well, they had a whole bunch of writers.
Right. And they did shit that the average person didn't do, like read a whole bunch of fucking old books.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Fucking, they actually have, I think, websites on there that explain everything they fucking said.
I've been on like the MST3K discussion boards forum, and there is a whole like hundreds and hundreds of page, topic. Where it's like you're asking people, like, hey, explain this reference.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You know what I mean? So it's, but you know, like I said, most of this stuff, every now and then they'll refer to something that I don't know what they're talking about, but probably 90, 95% of the time I know what they're talking about. Either because I remember it or because I got it through like a secondhand source. You know what I mean?
Was there anything else we had to cover
today? Oh, I wanted to say that because we've been talking about. Doing the sidetracks thing and everything like that. And we're still going to do that, but we're still going to put at least one thing up every day.
Yeah.
But I decided that what I wanted to do instead of, because sometimes like when we do the sidetracks, we don't have a shit ton of stuff to talk about. And sometimes we watched like a new movie the night before and we can't talk about it because we're saving it to like review it for the matinee, which that doesn't really, I decided, well, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to just save everything and put it all on one show, like the one matinee show on Sunday. So I think what we might start doing is just putting up multiple matinees like during the week. So it's like, if we'll probably still watch three new movies a week, but we'll just put them up individually instead of like saving them.
And that means the archive's a lot cleaner too. It'll be based on, the video will be based on one movie only.
Yeah.
And that way you're getting at least one video from us a day.
Yeah.
And the quality of it will be a lot better than us just saying, well, we have to do a daily one, and then we have to do the thing. Now, we're going to combine it into, like, there's going to be the main show, and then there's going to be something that goes up every day, and it'll either be a movie
it'll,
review,
it'll either be a matinee, or, it'll be some, like or a it might track. Be it might be a sidetrack, it might right. be an old movie, it might be a movie retrospective.
Right.
You know, so it'll be one of our things, but right. it'll be up every day.
Yeah, that way, because, you know, the whole sidetrack thing was something we just pulled out our ass fucking at the last minute because of the pandemic, where we said we were going to fucking give you guys some more content to get you through the pandemic. Well, the pandemic's coming to an end. We you can tell because a lot of people are starting to go back to work, and our views on them are starting to decline because there's other shit to do now. So we're gonna readjust the material to compensate for all that.
Yeah.
That way we'll keep. Instead, we're gonna go more for quality and quality over volume because the pandemic's over.
Well, I'm just saying that we want something going up every day, but it might not necessarily be a sidetrack. It might be a movie review.
It'll be a high quality post.
Or something like that. Or it could be a sidetrack.
It could be whatever.
It could be whatever. But we will put something up every day. It's just, you know, we're just decided to do it like that. Because like I said, particularly the matinee show, I was thinking, well, it does seem dumb because sometimes we've talked to people and we said, hey, we saw this new movie.
Yeah.
And then they have to wait until Sunday.
Yeah, you're going
to. Like, for us to review it. Whereas we could, like, just review
it. We could just review it and put it out.
As soon as it comes out.
And that's how we're going to do it.
You know what I mean?
We just did it under force of habit anyway because that's just the way we used to do it. So.
Well, yeah. We just started doing it like that because we had AMCA list and it's like we went to the theater and it's like we initially started, like, recording the reviews, like, while we were at the theater and then we just put them all together at the end of the week.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really make sense for us to do it like that anymore because, you know, we're here all the time and all the shit we watch is streaming.
Yeah.
So as soon as we watch new shit, we'll just review it and put it up like the next day or the day after or whatever.
And then we'll do retrospective too. It'll be just like it was.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff is all going to be the same. Right. I'm just saying that, like, on the days when we don't have a big show, like the main show or the movie retrospective, it'll either be a matinee.
They get it.
Or a sidetracks. Or maybe a movie retrospective. Like
or if maybe we a feel stream.
Like, yeah, or maybe a live stream or something. It's like, we'll do something every day. It's just we might change it up a little bit. That's all. Yeah. So it's, you know.
We probably ought to start live streaming.
Yeah, I got to, like, figure out. Got to figure out how to do it. I have enough shit, I got to do that.
Probably our first live stream you will see from us will be an experimental live stream that you might may or may not catch, and then we'll take it down.
Yeah, just we'll do an experiment because, like I said, I wanted to do one sometime around the 200th episode, which is only a few weeks away.
Okay.
But we might do an experimental one before that just to make sure that everything is operating.
Yeah, and once we get the hang of streaming, we might be able to do that other than doing, like, you know what I mean? We could do the reviews during the stream.
Yeah, that's true. We could do that as well.
And just streamline everything.
Yeah. I mean, I do like for the matinee show particularly, another thing I wanted to do too was I noticed that some of the shows, like the regular episodes and the matinee, have little intros, like little music or whatever, and then the other shit doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So I figured what I was going to do was I was just going to, I was going to make like a couple second little intro, like for the Witching Hour, for the movie retrospective, so everything will just have its own little set.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We need to do the same for a stream, too. And also understand, I think you can choose background music and graphics, which we need to get on all that, too. Because I like, when I watch other people stream, I like that.
Yeah.
If there's a little bit of background music in the back.
Yeah.
You know? I think that program handles that.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely be looking into that in the next couple. Because, like I said, we'll do an experimental one and see how it's going to work out and if I can use this computer, which is old, or if I can use the other computer, which is newer.
If any of you guys know about streaming and want to point us in the right direction, you can go ahead and leave it in the comment section, too.
Yeah, and it would help
Once we start streaming, I think that'll open up a different customer base, too, because there are some people that just like just that.
Yeah.
It's like an augmented reality. That's what this guy, you know, one of our subscribers said. It was like augmented reality. That way they can make comments live and get answers live.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of a different experience. And some people are looking for just that.
Yeah.
And once that goes, you know, we could use help people sharing our streams.
Yeah.
Try to get more subscribers.
Yeah.
We do online shit.
And I do like the idea of like being able to like answer people's questions.
Yeah,
like,
and you see us uncut anyway. Mostly this stuff isn't edited.
Yeah, I mean, even pretty much all the reviews we do, all the episodes we do, I very, very rarely take anything out.
Yeah.
The only time I take anything out is if I totally space and like lose my place in the notes.
Or, you know, drinking all night and all of a sudden got to use the restroom.
Like, or suddenly he'll be like, I got to pee.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it was a live stream. I'd go, hold on, I'll be back in a minute. You know what I mean? Because I think I'd just have fun during a live stream.
Yeah, you probably
would. I'd act the fuck up.
Yeah, I know you would. You'd be running by. Probably by the end of it, you'd be flinging poop around like a monkey.
No, I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be doing fucking Sandow fucking strip tees and shit. Like fucking Sandow. I'm just kidding.
You probably would.
No. I ain't going to get that bad. We got to do the show tonight. What time is it?
It's 3:00.
Okay, we're gonna have to start recording the show.
Yeah, so. we're gonna put this up and then we're gonna take a little break and then we're gonna start recording the main show.
And I gotta digest all this pizza.
I know, it's just kind of sitting there.
I know,
just sitting there.
May push it back a little bit later. We'll see.
Don't leave it too late because I got up like really early this morning and it's like I'll probably fall asleep mid show. If we leave it too late,
shut it down. I quit this bitch.
Slay.
I quit this bitch.
All right. Have a good rest of your Friday. And we'll probably talk to you guys again tomorrow.